You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is Dr. Mike Roizen, and you're listening to me and Bridget today, along with our engineer, Sonar. Joe Galewski isn't here. He's still recovering, and we're praying and wishing him the heartiest of good luck and success in treating his current condition. But in the meantime, what we do have is a great show for you, and we're going to talk about the MIND diet. The MIND diet stands for Mediterranean Dash Intervention for Neurodegenerative Delay. That really means how to help your mind. It has 15 dietary components. The most important one, most important two, walnuts and blueberries, also green leafy vegetables, other berries, beans, whole grains, fish, poultry, olive oil, and a little wine every night. The five unhealthy groups they looked at: red meat, butter and stick margarine, cheese, pastries and sweets, fried or fast food. And the more of the former, that is, the more of the 15 green leafy vegetables, other vegetables, walnuts and other nuts, berries, beans, whole grains, etc. you had, and the fewer of those five bad things, red meats, the better you functioned, and the lower your chance of getting, if you will, Alzheimer's disease or memory dysfunction as you went from ages 58 to 98 to the next 5 years. Median age was 81 of the study. The risk of dementia and Alzheimer's disease is reduced 54% over those 5 years with the MIND diet. So, MIND diet, great. And Bridget, how do you get the MIND diet when you go out to eat? How do you get those things?
Well, the best way would be to order something like salmon or beans, any type of bean-based thing, and then you could have cooked greens. A lot of times I tell patients that it's best to look at the menu and to pinpoint specific items, even if it's in a combination of different dishes, and then say you have Swiss chard in one dish, and then you have beans in another dish. That means that the restaurant has all of those food items. So then you just specifically ask for them to make pretty much your own meal and customize it to what is going to be best for following the MIND diet. And you can tell your waiter about the MIND diet, and then maybe they'll be interested too. And then that's an easy way to create that combination of the mixed greens with the beans, with salmon, and that makes a really healthy meal.
You know, I do eat the MIND diet, which is essentially, it's a modification of the you on a diet. It isn't a very big modification. It's, in fact, probably almost the same as our You on a Diet book, if you will, that Dr. Oz and I wrote. And how do you do it? Well, initially, you have to consider yourself high maintenance when you go out, meaning you're the CEO of that restaurant, and they have to do what you want. Some people don't have that ability to be high maintenance, but you got to give yourself that ability.
Choose the right restaurant. Because some
right, so if you
healthy.
Go to Salad Bar, which is at almost any store or restaurant, don't use the dressings, don't put on the croutons, don't put on the bacon bits, but virtually anything else. And don't put cheese on, obviously. Stir Crazy, you can offer brown rice. It offers brown rice, a huge variety of veggies, and they will also fry with no oil or use no oil sauce. Ask to see the sauce ingredients. Chipotle, ask for the salad bar with black beans, peppers, lettuce, tomatoes, corn salsa, regular salsa, and guacamole if you don't have heart disease. Their brown rice, unfortunately, has added oil, so don't get the brown rice there. Aladdin's Eatery, lentil soup and veggie chili. Again, always ask for dishes with no added oil. You can put in the olive oil, or you can put in, but you put it in, or you can have nuts with it. So those are my favorites, if you will. Starbucks carries oatmeal, and order the oatmeal dry, and if you will, add blueberries or nuts to it.
Well, and they have the dried fruit that actually has a lot of sugar that comes with the oatmeal, so ask for it without the dried fruit, and then they often sell bananas that you could add to it yourself.
The Thai food, fresh spring rolls that are delicious, but not fried and not with any red meat with them. Chinese food is generally too greasy, but Chinese restaurants often have brown rice and will steam vegetables for you. And so that's how I do it when I go out, for the mind diet, which helps your mind. And of course, when you eat at home, you can, of course, have a ton of veggies. I like the frozen veggies. They're actually, the frozen is probably better than most of our store-bought veggies, just because they're transported so far, at least until local growing seasons kick in. But
And they're blanched at the peak nutrient value.
Say it again.
The frozen vegetables are blanched at their peak nutrient value. So a lot of times
so
when you're...
So blanched means, people don't know what the word blanched means.
Oh, it means that it's frozen, pretty much. It stops the nutrient decline, which happens when fruits and vegetables ripen.
So these are really done at the peak. And so frozen vegetables are some of the best and some of the least expensive. And I must admit, I do buy them in bulk, frozen in bulk from Costco or one of the large, one of the chains that serves them in bulk. In fact, I'm getting myself too hungry right now. So let's talk about your other best story of the day. We've got a great session lined up, by the way. Gary Ginsberg, who comes on in 8 minutes, has these wonderful stories. By the way, if you want to hear what the stories are or read what the stories are, I tweet them out every day, every Saturday, usually starting Friday afternoon, as I did today. So you can go to Friday or Saturday's tweets from at Dr. Mike Roizen, no punctuation, MikeRoizen, and see the stories of the week as well as what Gary's going to talk about. Gary has stories on university ghost hunters study haunted houses for mold, what it means for you. Autism is linked to air pollution, but not vaccines, so what do we need to know about air pollution? And the most common herbicide, Roundup, is called a carcinogen by the World Health Organization. It really ought to be banned in the U.S. as well as in other countries, according to WHO. And another deadly ice cream, Listeria outbreak. How should you protect you if you want it? The best way is not to have ice cream, obviously. But my ping pong opponent would say ice cream's the basis of life. And between it and red meat, he says that's how he sometimes beats me in ping pong, but he hasn't shown up lately. I guess he's just chicken lately.
Ooh.
In any case, Bridge, what's the story you have?
Okay, so the one study that they came out with this past week was about standing desks in schools, and they put standing desks in classrooms for 300 students between second and fourth grade, and then they measured their on-task behaviors, and they looked specifically at their ability to answer questions and raising their hand, behaving and participating actively in discussions, and they found that there was a 12% greater on-task engagement in classrooms when they had the standing desk compared to having the sitting desk. And the researcher, his name is Bendon, and he's done previous studies that show that having the standing desks can help to reduce childhood obesity. A study that he had conducted in the past showed that standing desks help students burn 15% more calories than students that sit at traditional desks, and 25% more calories for children that are obese. So the takeaway from the study is, and then the previous research that he's done, is really that school districts that are able to implement standing desks in classrooms can probably address two separate problems just by making that one change alone. And the two separate problems would be academic performance and behavior in addition to childhood obesity.
So you get better performance and thinner kids, two of the great goals for education. We'll be right back with Dr. Gary Ginsberg, whatstoxic.com. He is always my favorite segment, What's Toxic, What's Not, on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Show that helps you take control of your genes so you can be the youngest you want. Stay well. We'll be right back.
You want to focus. You need to focus. You need focus, nutritional energy from Action Energy. Focus makes work easy because it helps you stay on topic and focus your mind and energy to get the job done right. With its special blend of green tea, coffee beans, ginseng, caffeine, B12, and other key vitamins and minerals, this energy shot is just what's needed to keep you focused, stay alert and sharp, and make work easy. Now that I like. Check out the complete line of Action Energy Nutritional Energy Shots available at selected retail stores. Or go to actionenergyae.com and check out Focus. Go to actionenergyae.com for more information. Action Energy is the proud sponsor of Drs. Oz and Royzen articles and health tips on Radio MD.
Her Radio with Dr. Pamela Peek, MD.
We're talking about loving ourselves. You know, how many times have we seen women looking for external validation? This is pretty common, isn't it, Dr. Thomas?
This is really what I call the pain point for human beings.
And Michelle King Robeson.
Ambien now is the first drug in the country where it's a different dose for men than women. The first one.
The naked truth about women.
Pay attention to your body. Okay, that's number one. And that's like a, what I call a KGO, keen grasp of the obvious. Okay, let's do it. Now, what's the next one? Come on, Michelle, let's rock and roll.
No processed foods. If you can't pronounce it, you can't eat it. Okay.
And then get your annual exams. You know the ones you've canceled 13 times already? Okay.
Live every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern and always on demand at RadioMD.com, iHeartRadio Talk, and the free TuneIn Radio app. Stay well.
It all started with a seed and a dream to grow sesame in the United States. Now, farmer Jimmy Kinder and others have thriving sesame fields in Oklahoma and other locations. Now, Harvest Stone is more passionate than ever about bringing you delicious and nutritious whole grain snacks. From our crispy organic bowl, original or cheese mixes, to our organic original sesame seed, tomato basil, and cracked pepper crackers, we're committed to using only the highest quality grains and seeds grown by farmers we know and trust, like Jimmy. After all, the best way to create snacks we feel good about is to start with ingredients we feel good about. Snack on something real. Check out HarvestStoneSnacks.com and be sure to request Harvest Stone products at a store near you. Harvest Stone has your snacking covered.
When Dad needed help getting around, I became his driver. Any daughter would do the same. But soon enough, he needed help doing more things, and it was up to me to be his personal shopper and financial manager, too. And before I knew it, Dad moved in with me. So I became his cook, his personal assistant, his physical therapist, and even his nurse. When I started taking care of Dad, I didn't realize all the roles I'd have to play. But no matter what, I know I'm still his daughter.
We understand the many roles you play. And to help, we created an online caregiving resource center. At aarp.org/caregiving, you can find resources and connect with the caregiving community. Together, we can better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving to learn more. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, where we help you take control of your genes so you can live the youngest possible. Gary Ginsberg, my favorite part of the show, whatstoxic.com. Gary, before we get to the new story you have that isn't even tweeted out because it's so new, I want to talk about the haunted houses and what university researchers are doing in them.
So one of the SUNY schools upstate New York in Potsdam, a bunch of researchers there came up with the idea, and this is a very novel, out-of-the-box, thinking-out-of-the-box kind of idea, but that haunted houses may appear haunted because of mold. So what could be the connection is that some mold spores can be hallucinogenic. And we know that if you eat at high enough doses, if you eat ergot alkaloids that could be on moldy rye bread, that has caused people to have visions, sometimes religious visions, if through history. And so some of the seeing Jesus in you know, like in a cloud or something, that could have been from the bread the person ate 5 minutes before that. However, in this case, these researchers believe that they may find in these old haunted houses a lot of must, a lot of mold, and they're going to try to draw a connection or see if there's a connection between haunted houses and mold on the theory that old haunted houses probably have a lot of mold in them and that some mold spores may be hallucinogenic. How do you like that one?
Wow, so this is like the Beatles song on LSD, if you will. Just going into the haunted house gives you visions because the molds produce these things that cause, if you will, hallucinations.
Is yeah, that my suspicion, Mike, is that they might find some theoretical links, but I think the dose has to be pretty high, and only when people have ingested moldy bread so far has it had immediate psychotropic effects. So I wouldn't suggest people who want to go on a trip start growing mold on the rye bread, but you know that has.
And there's other stuff that can grow, and there's other stuff that can grow on the rye bread instead that'll kill you, such as we'll talk about with the listeria outbreak.
Trip, I'd say put gas in the car and go to the Grand Canyon. That's a lovely trip.
So we'll talk about a gas in the car and alcohol in the car. There's an interesting story about alcohol in the car.
Yes, alcohol and driving certainly don't mix, especially when it comes to bed bugs. So here's an anecdotal story of a guy who rented a car in Florida. And it turns out on his trip up north with the car, he discovered that it was infested with bed bugs. And nobody wants to bring bed bugs home with them or on a business trip with them from Florida. So he read somewhere that bed bugs don't like to be dosed and doused with alcohol. So he buys rubbing alcohol. He laces the upholstery of the car where the bed bugs are living with alcohol. I mean, he saturates it. Then he dries it out a bit so he can sit in the car. Probably sits on a mat or something. And then he smokes a cigarette with the windows closed. The car ignites. He gets out of the car. The car blows up. It takes out two other cars in the parking lot with him. So three cars go up in flames because of bed bugs.
It really proves that smokers are dumb.
Well, in that case, that's a chicken and egg question, because does smoking make you dumb, or are only dumb people smokers?
Yeah, that's both. Okay, now, let's go back to, obviously, there are people addicted and congenitally addicted to smoking, and it's one of my favorite things is helping them get out of it. But
right,
let's
no,
go...
Mike, let me go back to the bed bugs concept for a second. And when you go to a hotel room, normally you don't have to check a car, but when you go to a hotel room, especially if you're not quite sure it's a top-rated chain, but even some of the top-rated chains, you want to look under the pillows, under the sheets, and just see if you see any inky-looking lines that might be bedbug-related. So, especially in places like New York City or Florida, where bedbugs may be more prevalent.
And what do you do if you see them?
Tell the management, ask for a different room, go to a different hotel. And, you know, if it's 11 o'clock at night and this is the last room in the city, you might not have much choice but to keep your fingers crossed.
And don't open up any, I mean, if you're going to do, if you're going to be there, you sleep in the nude, meaning don't open your suitcases so the bedbugs can't get in the suitcases.
That's
take the suitcases right back to the car, take your clothes
You don't want to bring them home, that's a mess. exactly.
Right. And now, what should the guy have done in the car? What should he have done to the car?
Bring the car to, I mean, I'm assuming it was a chain, bring it to the nearest drop-off point and say, I need a different car, and you guys have to fumigate this thing.
But what happens if it isn't a rented car? What happens if it's his own car?
If it's your own car, well, I would bomb it with a pesticide and then completely air it out, because pesticide treatments are the way to go. The other is steam, very hot treatments to kill bed bugs, and then stomp them. Don't use the car for about 3 weeks, and they will die because they have no blood to feed off of.
So if no one's in there to give them blood, then they die.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
That's the best idea. In any case, now let's go back to another story. A top weed killer could cause cancer, written about in Lancet Oncology. Should we be scared, and what should we do about it?
Okay, so the chemical is Roundup or glyphosate. It is the top-selling weed killer worldwide. When people talk about GMO and controversies with genetically modified, it's because the crops are modified so that they'll be resistant to glyphosate, so that you could use as much of it as you want, as the weed killer kills the weed, doesn't kill the crop. So it is the GMO chemical. And now, suddenly, after years and years and years of research and testing for the World Health Organization, to say that it is a carcinogen is major headline news. The chemical company that makes it is fighting that decision. It's been positive in about 3 or 4 mouse and rat studies, causing blood vessel tumors, kidney tumors. However, its potency is pretty low. Those studies are high-dose studies. The human epidemiology data has not been positive on it. Doesn't mean that it can't cause human cancer. Epi studies are notorious for being weak. But nevertheless, you know, there's a lot of concern about pesticides and cancer. And so when you're in sensitive environments like a school, a daycare center, your own backyard, I would say, you know, leave the Roundup to agribiz. You don't need that in your backyard to kill enough questions about it.
And now what about, this is interesting, does it get into the food supply in other ways? In other words, how well is it broken down, or does it stay if we wash it off into our lakes and rivers and it keeps coming back?
No, it's not one of those persistent ones. It breaks down pretty readily. The residues are going to be really low in food, so that's not the concern. The concern would be more like lawn treatments. You know, they might treat you, if you hire the company to treat your lawn, might have a weed killer in it that you might not want to have if you've got little kids. So I would just say, cut down on weed killer around the parks, around the schools, and in your front yard, given this new news about glyphosate.
Now, do you have time to stay on with us in the next half hour for the next first 5 minutes or so to talk about autism as linked to air pollution and the latest CDC data on ice cream and listeria?
If I could stay on for just a couple more minutes.
Great. So we will do that as soon as we come back from the break. We're going to talk about that in 20 seconds. You think you can talk about autism and air pollution?
Yes, I can do it certainly in under a minute anyway.
Well, we'll do it when we come right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. The goal is for you to stay well. The goal for us in this show is for you to be able to get younger and more informed. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Gary Ginsberg.
Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Suzanne Bennett. Are you truly fed up with that fat tummy? That growing muffin top which makes you feel bloated, sick, and tired all the time? Then I have the answer for you. I am so ready to share my Flat Sexy Belly program so you can get rid of that swollen belly and at the same time feeling fabulous and energized the all-natural way. In my Flat Sexy Belly deep dive, you will heal your gut and at the same time lose weight, improve your energy, sharpen your mental focus, and even sleep deeper. Go to drsuzanne.com/FSB and enter promo code radio at the checkout for half off the program price. Again, that's drsuzanne.com/FSB and use the promo code radio. Get ready for the new you.
Radio with Dr. Pamela Peek, MD.
What we have to do now is we have to demand at the highest levels, National Institutes of Health and big funders, that before any study is done, that male and females are both included and that the sex differences are teased out.
And Michelle King Robson.
Only 37% of clinical trials today are done on women, and that had to be passed by Congress to even get that done.
The naked truth about women.
We as physicians are now being asked to look at many of these medications, start at the lowest dose possible in women.
And the FDA said that too, that, you know, just prescribe the lowest dose. But we need to review all drugs for women.
Live every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern and always on demand at RadioMD.com, iHeartRadio Talk, and the free TuneIn Radio app. Stay well.
Hi, this is Dr. Mike Smith, host of Healthy Talk. You know, I've been taking omega-3 fatty acids every day for over 10 years, and I plan on taking them indefinitely the rest of my life. But with so many omega-3 products on the market, how do you know which one is best? In my opinion, the best omega-3 product is Super Omega-3 from Life Extension. Super Omega-3 is a one-of-a-kind, scientifically validated fish oil derived from sustainable sources that contains a full-spectrum blend of sesame lignans and olive fruit extract. It's so good, IFOS, the world's leading fish oil testing program, awarded the coveted 5 stars to Life Extension Super Omega-3. And during the month of April, Life Extension is making you an incredible offer. Just visit lifeextension.com/omega for a 50% discount on Super Omega-3 EPA DHA with sesame lignans and olive fruit extract. I encourage you to try Super Omega-3 from Life Extension. Go to lifeextension.com/omega to obtain a full spectrum fish oil blend including sesame lignans and olive fruit extract. That's lifeextension.com/omega.
I'll never get used to these 10-mile runs. They are taking so much time out of my day.
Are you training for a marathon or something?
Diabetes runs in my family, and I heard if you lose lots of weight, you can prevent it. So I started running like crazy, and I cut my calories big time.
Oh, get real. You don't have to knock yourself out to prevent diabetes. My doctor said it's the small lifestyle changes you make that matter, because it's easier to stick to them.
Wow, really?
It worked for me. 6 months ago, I started walking a lot and I stopped eating the fried stuff. I've lost 10 pounds. My doctor said I'm doing great.
I'll have to ask my doctor about this. I'd love to get my life back.
Talk to your healthcare provider. Losing a small amount of weight by being active 30 minutes, 5 days a week, and eating healthier can prevent type 2 diabetes. To get your free game plan for preventing type 2 diabetes, call 1-800-438-5383. This is a message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the National Diabetes Education Program.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike Roizen. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. I'm here with Bridget and my favorite guest of all, Dr. Gary Ginsberg. What's Toxic.com always teaches us, at least teaches me, interesting stuff that I never knew before. So, Gary, autism and air pollution, one, what's the data, and two, what do we do about it to avoid the problem?
Yes, Mike. Well, what to do about avoiding autism? Right now, science does not have any answers about the causes of autism, and this is another in a but becoming a fairly long line of studies to investigate the environmental cause. Again, the rates still are going up, and so that suggests the environment, not just diagnosis, but a better diagnosis, but some environmental factors. So here's a study in which a woman's exposure to particulate matter, air pollution, typical urban air pollution, was related, if it was during her pregnancy, was related to higher risk of autism spectrum disorder in the child. So if
how much higher?
1.5, about a 50% increase in the risk. It's not huge. It was statistically significant. And my point about this is that it says there's something in the environment. The particulate matter and you know, a mechanism for that to affect the brain development, maybe, maybe not. But it could be living in an urban environment, could be living amongst poverty. There's probably lots of things that are correlated to being exposed to high air pollution that may be contributing environmental factors to autism. I think we're getting closer to starting to identify some of those stresses and environmental factors that contribute to autism. Perhaps air pollution is one of in utero exposure is one of them. We know that air pollution, like cigarette smoke, will constrict the blood flow through the placenta and make the baby's growth retarded. Maybe that affects brain development. Interesting part of this is that if the air pollution exposure was in the last trimester, it was a bigger odds ratio. And that's when brain development is particularly really starts coming on board. All the connections start getting made. So interesting, still hypothesis generating. If you're pregnant, you don't want to be around a lot of air pollution in general. Good general rule about that. Certainly don't want to be around cigarette smoke or secondhand smoke. Smoke it yourself.
Is autism spectrum disorders or are autism spectrum disorders increased with smoking?
You mean if a child is born into a family that smokes? Good question. I have not seen that connection, no. I don't know that that's true. I'll look it up for you, though, and check back with you in another week or two on that.
Okay, and the other story that I love, just from, I think that ice cream is not good to have, and so this is another reason to not have it, but this is the second company in multiple plants that has a increase in the deadly listeria outbreak from ice cream. What is it about ice cream that causes listeria or that allows listeria to thrive in it? And where is this, and how do we protect ourselves?
Okay, well, the outbreak was discovered because three people in a Kansas hospital died from listeria infection, and none of them came into the hospital with listeria, and they got it there, and they tracked it, so they were all served some form of this Bluebell ice cream, either as a smoothie or as an ice cream, while they're staying. So there's a facility that Bluebell has in a factory in Texas that they have traced their equipment as not being sterilized enough. Now, listeria is an odd bacteria. It can live in really cold conditions. Unpasteurized milk or some deli meats are known to be high risk for listeria. And so the processes have to be very clean with the dairy to not introduce listeria, because it can survive in the freezer and then invade someone as a pathogen and be quite lethal, for especially someone in a hospital who's sick and fighting off other infections. So in general, this is a very small outbreak. Only 10 people countrywide have been identified thus far. In about six states have had some listeria related to the Bluebell outbreak. Bluebell, right now CDC is telling people to avoid Bluebell overall. And so in general, ice cream is pretty safe.
There's another outbreak for it in Ohio, and that's what I thought you were going to go. The Jenna Ice Cream Company, which is
Jenny's,
which is located, headquartered in Columbus or in Cincinnati, has a outbreak as well, which they've recalled all their ice cream due to some infant, serious diseases in infants as well.
Okay, I hadn't seen that one on the CDC website, so that's interesting. Yeah, ice cream companies really have to be careful. All dairy handling companies have to be really careful about testing for and sterilizing against listeria.
Huh.
And if you have any symptoms at all, report it to your local health authorities.
Gary Ginsberg, again, a tremendous segment. Gary Ginsberg, whatstoxic.com, defending you if you live in Connecticut. from environmental disasters and helping us learn about it every week. Thanks very much, Gary. We'll be back in with Gary next week. But in the meantime, we have a series of great stories for you. Bridget, what's the best story you have remaining?
The other story that I have remaining is about the Clean 15 and the Dirty Dozen.
The Clean 15 and the Dirty Dozen. Okay, Clean 15 and the Dirty Dozen. I thought it was the Dirty 15 and the Clean Dozen. But these obviously are fruits and vegetables that have pollutants and pesticides with them. Is that right?
Yeah, pesticides. The top levels of pesticides are the Dirty Dozen, and then the lowest levels of pesticide are the Clean 15 that you don't necessarily, it might not be worth the money to buy organic.
So go ahead, tell us about this.
So the Environmental Working Group is a nonprofit, and they put together the list of the fruits and vegetables every year, and they came out with 2015's list, which looks really similar to 2014's list, but they've rearranged the order of the top pesticide-containing produce. So the ones that are safest to buy non-organic are the ones that are on the Clean 15 list again, and those are the fruits and vegetables that have an outer layer around them. So the top five on that list are avocados, sweet corn, pineapples, cabbage, and frozen sweet peas. And then also the rest of the list are onions, asparagus, mangoes, papaya, kiwi, eggplant, grapefruit, cantaloupe, cauliflower, and sweet potatoes. And the really big question that I've had for a while is that sweet potatoes are on the clean 15, and then regular potatoes are on the Dirty Dozen. I still can't really figure that one out. But then the Dirty Dozen list, the ones that you want to buy organic because they have the highest levels of pesticides, are apples, peaches, nectarines, strawberries, grapes, celery, spinach, sweet bell peppers, cucumbers, cherry tomato, any imported snap peas, potatoes, hot peppers, and kale and collard greens. The hot peppers and the kale and collard greens are the two additional ones to the Dirty Dozen. So the Environmental Working Group, you can get that list from their website. They also have an app that you can use for grocery shopping that I always recommend my patients use when they're at the grocery store.
When we come back, you're going to tell us the name of the app, unless you can do it right away.
You can just go to the Environmental Working Group, and they have a tab that says to get the food score and the Dirty Dozen and the Clean 15. Let me look. Yeah, we'll do it after the commercial.
And you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD, where the call means stay well. We're a show that helps you take control so you don't overspend and you do have the best health possible. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Stay tuned.
Are you an athletic person who's into fitness? Then you need to share with your friends the news about Action Energy's Sport and Fitness Energy Shot. It's made for you. Whether you're a weekend warrior or you keep a regular fitness regime, this exciting energy blend is the one. It's scientifically formulated to help sports and fitness enthusiasts increase their performance with a unique blend of caffeine, vitamin B12, electrolytes, raspberry ketones, and amino acids to help increase endurance. Now, that's the kind of sports and energy shot I like. Check out the complete line of Action Energy Nutritional Energy Shots available at selected retail stores or go to actionenergyae.com and check out the Sport and Fitness Energy Shot from Action Energy. Be the difference. ActionEnergyAE.com. Action Energy is the proud sponsor of Drs. Oz and Royzen articles and health tips on Radio MD.
Great party, huh, guys?
Yeah,
oh, yeah,
it is.
This is
so
great.
Much fun.
Uh-huh.
I do say so myself. Hey, did you know that birthday parties actually help build confidence in kids?
Yeah, I did know that.
Did you know that giving kids less sugar before bedtime helps them sleep better?
Right, of course.
Yeah, I knew that. Did you know that strollers have the right of way on sidewalks?
Oh, yeah, I knew that.
Yeah, that's true. Did you know that friendly kids statistically have more friends?
Everyone knows that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's pretty obvious.
Yeah, so obvious. Hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
I didn't know that.
Think I knew that.
No, you didn't.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
It all started with a seed and a dream to grow sesame in the United States. Now, farmer Jimmy Kinder and others have thriving sesame fields in Oklahoma and other locations. Now, Harvest Stone is more passionate than ever about bringing you delicious and nutritious whole grain snacks. From our crispy organic bowl, original or cheese mixes, to our organic original sesame seed, tomato basil, and cracked pepper crackers, we're committed to using only the highest quality grains and seeds grown by farmers we know and trust, like Jimmy. After all, the best way to create snacks we feel good about is to start with ingredients we feel good about. Snack on something real. Check out HarvestStoneSnacks.com and be sure to request Harvest Stone products at a store near you. Harvest Stone has your snacking covered.
Whenever we talk about cancer, we always use the same word, someday. Someday there'll be a cure. Someday we won't lose the people we love. But when is someday? Someday is today. Thanks to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, hundreds of thousands diagnosed with blood cancer are today living a normal life. In the past 12 years, half the cancer therapies approved by the FDA were first approved for blood cancer patients, many with research supported by LLS. We are on the brink of life-changing breakthroughs. You can make these happen sooner. Call 888-HELP-LLS or visit lls.org. Help us make cures happen. Help us reach today sooner. Call 888-HELP-LLS or visit lls.org.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on RadioMD. Stay well. Our goal is for you to help you to take charge of your health so you can live at the youngest you want. That is with the youngest real age as your calendar age gets older, how you can stay healthy. One of the stories this week was on something that we'll wait a second to because I forgot. I promised to tell you how to get that app that Bridget was talking about shopping and the Dirty Dozen. Where do you get that app?
If you go to the App Store and then you type in Environmental Working Group, it will come up with the Dirty Dozen app, and you can download that for free. I would also recommend downloading. They have a Skin Deep app, and you can scan the barcode of any product, skincare products, and they'll tell you whether they have safe ingredients, because obviously you don't want to expose yourself to a lot of the chemicals that are in a lot of the products that Gary Ginsberg has talked about in his What's Toxic, What's Not segment.
And whatstoxic.com, whatstoxicwhatsnot.com segment. One of the things he talked about was autism and pregnancy and avoiding air pollution, especially in the third trimester. You do that by avoiding going through tunnels, by living further away from freeways, moving further away from freeways. Camping out's a good way. And you can get on, I used to know the app you can get air pollution on in your area all the time and find the best place to decide to get pregnant and raise kids, or at least go through pregnancy on. Inducing labor at full term may have benefits. This is an interesting story because if you induce labor after 39 weeks, there is no increased risk of C-sections. There is no increased risk of low birth weight or of any other problem that was studied in this randomized controlled study of 884 women at Thomas Jefferson University. So an induced labor may allow you to plan a little better when you can take vacation, when you can take time off, so you can give that child your full devotion, especially when the child is young. So this is a important study that advances science. Number five in my list of important studies today to get through, and we aren't getting through them, but this is the ones I want to teach you about. Heroin use has increased dramatically from 217,000 people in the United States in 2003 to now over 500,000. And that, I don't know why that is, but it's essentially, it's a small number, but between it, alcohol, marijuana, and, if you will, pain-killing drugs, it's more than 17% of the U.S. population is now addicted to one substance or another, a real problem. Tylenol may blunt emotions as well as pain. Turns out people given Tylenol, they gave three Tylenol tablets, essentially 1,000 milligrams of Tylenol. It's the extra strength type Tylenol, or the amount you'd have an extra strength Tylenol. When you had that, the 1,000 milligrams, it was associated with the risk of not only having a good reduction in pain, that's important, but also a reduction in your thinking things that were wonderful, or you're thinking things that were horrible. So this is an important study that shows that there may be a diminishing of all sensory input to the brain, not just sensory input relating to pain. Another study, and this one I thought was really a very scary, important one, was they've looked at the germ diversity, that's really the bacterial diversity, in remote Amazon tribes, and this was in the Venezuelan Amazon, and they found something, to me, that is really scary in the Amazon tribes. They had bacteria, a diversity of bacteria. That's a good thing in their gut. But many of these bacteria harbored DNA that, when activated, would provide protection against the current antibiotics. No reason why they got the current antibiotics, because they didn't. But it would be a innate genetic protection against our best antibiotics. That, to me, is a very, very scary thing. Bridget, when did your parents let you taste alcohol?
When I was younger, I had a few sips of my dad's beer every once in a while, but I was probably 19 or 20 when I started having like a small glass of wine with my parents.
Well, it turns out that the researchers looked at 561 students, and the kids who had sipped alcohol by sixth grade were more likely to start drinking earlier and to abuse alcohol. So the question is, well, that's fine for you to say that. I mean, you're being honest, but it is, in fact, the state is probably it is better to wait till after age 16 or till after age 18 before you expose your child to alcohol. This was about a 50% increase in those addicted to alcohol if they had alcohol early in life. Another study, this is a very interesting one. You know, type 1 diabetes, which is juvenile diabetes, is due to a self-attack, that is an attack by your own immune system on your pancreas. So the idea came up in animal models of this to see if they could give oral insulin, that is insulin in pill form, and have less, if you will, immune destruction of the pancreas. That happened in the animals. This is now a study in 25 children, which are at very high genetic risk for type 1 diabetes. It's a genetic disease, but it's a genetic predisposition to you attacking your own cells as type 1 diabetes. Very different than type 2, which is associated with obesity. Well, in type 1, they're trying this in 25 kids. It's a double-edged sword because maybe giving them oral insulin will stimulate more antibody production rather than a protection against it. So the jury is still out on that, but an interesting, very interesting study. There are a ton of other wonderful stories this week that we didn't get to. Most key, remember, you can get HPV vaccination in your adult life, even after you've been exposed to HPV, even if you have it in one area or another, and decrease your risk of cancer in the other areas from HPV, from human papillomavirus infection, which causes cancer. That's probably the number one story of the week. Get immunized against it if you haven't been, and it still works after you've been infected. This is Young Dr. Mike Roizen for Bridget Sonar, Great Engineering, Gary Ginsberg, and all of our guests, Dr. Pinto from the University of Chicago, saying thanks for listening to us. Great show. Thank you for inspiring us. We'll be back next week on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Stay well.
Hi, this is Dr. Mike Smith, host of Healthy Talk. You know, I've been taking omega-3 fatty acids every day for over 10 years, and I plan on taking them indefinitely the rest of my life. But with so many omega-3 products on the market, how do you know which one is best? In my opinion, the best omega-3 product is Super Omega-3 from Life Extension. Super Omega-3 is a one-of-a-kind, scientifically validated fish oil derived from sustainable sources that contains a full-spectrum blend of sesame lignans and olive fruit extract. It's so good, IFOS, the world's leading fish oil testing program, awarded the coveted 5 stars to Life Extension Super Omega-3. And during the month of April, Life Extension is making you an incredible offer. Just visit lifeextension.com/omega for a 50% discount on Super Omega-3 EPA DHA with sesame lignans and olive fruit extract. I encourage you to try Super Omega-3 from Life Extension. Go to lifeextension.com/omega to obtain a full-spectrum fish oil blend, including sesame lignans and olive fruit extract. That's lifeextension.com/omega.
Each year, millions of people fall for dangerous fad diets and bogus weight loss products. Here's how to separate facts from fad. This is registered dietitian Melissa Joy Dobbins for the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics with your Eating Right Minute. Fad diets give lots of promises and few results. Some are even dangerous. Remember these warning signs. A guarantee of rapid weight loss is a red flag. For long-term success, aim to lose about 1 pound per week. Never follow a diet that bans an entire food group or one that allows you to only eat from one group. Finally, there is no proof that eating specific foods at certain times of the day will help with weight loss. To create an eating plan just for you, see a registered dietitian and visit www.eatright.org. Encouraging you to eat right, I'm registered dietitian Melissa Joy Dobbins with the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics.